Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on location just south of Chicago at Hague Quarry. It's Diver Appreciation Day and the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day here at Hague Quarry. Tina Hague is the lady in charge putting this massive event on. Pretty cool event, Tina. Thanks for having us back. I can't believe you're doing that. This is our second time to this fine dive facility in South Chicago.
We're glad to have you back again.
Kankakee, Illinois, right? At about an hour south of Midway International Airport or downtown Chicago, thereabouts, right?
Yep, we're an hour south off of I-57.
You know, what's cool about Hague Quarry, you know, being the second time I've been here, from what I remember the first time, it was earlier in the year. The water is a little cooler. It's a little bit more summer. There's a nice breeze going. You got the sand out. You got all the tents out. I mean, this is a really cool event. There was several hundred divers out here today.
There's at least 300 divers so far, and it's early in the day yet. So we have a lot of support from dive shops and recreational divers throughout the Midwest, and it's a great, great turnout.
And obviously, the genesis of this event came from your husband who passed away. 2001, is that it?
Yes, 2001 he passed away, and then he was the creator of this little bit of paradise here in the Midwest. And so, to honor his memory, then we decided to hold the Jim Hague Memorial Dive, and it's kind of mushroomed from there to Diver Appreciation Day because I get such a good following and have met so many wonderful people through this. So to show our appreciation, we hold this event.
Yeah, well, it's really nice. You can tell the divers appreciate it because they got all these giveaways they're doing. They're doing a little silent auction to benefit, I believe it's the Shedd Aquarium. Is that what it is for this year?
It benefits the Shedd Aquarium Volunteer Diver Equipment Program. Last year, we were able to raise over $3,500, and with that money, they were able to buy the volunteer divers new suits and new regulators, things that they need because of what all they do to keep the shed clean.
Yes, and the Shedd Aquarium, if you're not familiar with it, world-class aquarium right there in downtown Chicago on the water. I've been there a couple times. Really nice. And that's how it is for most of the dive programs at the aquariums. If you don't know, they don't get paid much, but they get to do some pretty cool things. And events like this help fund new wetsuits and things like that. So it's a cool process all the way around from the event standpoint. But, you know, the facility itself, Tina, I you know, coming here for the second time, I'm just blown away how you guys have transplanted like a few acres, I'd say. What is this, 10 acres at least, or what? What is it?
Well, the water itself is about 13 acres, but the grounds probably total another 6 or 8 acres. And it's due to a lot of maintenance and a lot of upkeep, and it's something that my husband and I liked to have was a park-like picnic area, and consequently, the divers like it too.
Yeah, and you got the little sand beaches too, and the thatched roof huts and gazebos. So it kind of looks like a little island Caribbean spot as well, so stuck right here in just south Chicago. It's an impressive layout, and just talking to some of the divers already, just hanging around, coming in and out of the water, they obviously appreciate having this facility at their disposal for training or just having an excuse to get wet as opposed to hopping on a plane at O'Hara and jumping over to the Caribbean or the Pacific, I'm guessing, right?
Right, right. We're a little bit closer. They can test out their skills and their equipment, just keep updated, but yet have a little touch of the Caribbean while they're doing it. in the middle of cornfields.
Absolutely. Now, last time we were here, it was for a different thing. They were having like a dry suit demo event. This is a totally different event that Tina really wanted us to come out, and I'm glad we've made it. We brought a mermaid along, so we're going to put her on display. How do you think that'll go over, as well as it did at the last time we were here?
I think so. I think that you'll get a lot of lookers and a lot of divers swimming around the mermaid. Maybe even a volunteer mermaid or two.
Well, we brought an extra Scuba Radio mermaid outfit, so if we can find some Chicagoland mermaid wannabes, or, you know, maybe we'll certify them and make them South Chicago Scuba Radio mermaid.
Honorary mermaids.
Honorary mermaid for a day here at Diver Appreciation Day at Hague Quarry. Now, just running through some of the events. Now, we'll cover some of this stuff as we go. It's kind of early in the day, and we're actually recording the show throughout to give you a little taste of what this event is like. So if you're not able to make it, obviously, this year, next year, you'll have to plan accordingly if you're in the Midwest area. So you come in, you register, you get a free prize or something right off the bat. What's going on?
Everybody goes home with a little free gift, a little memento, and then we have raffles and silent auction throughout the day.
And you got a live band, you got music, food, the works, and everybody's all the workers are wearing pink t-shirts, and I know Hague Quarry has this whole pink flamingo thing theme going on. Where is that coming from?
Well, my husband and I like to vacation in the Caribbean, and we always associate scuba diving with fun, and flamingos seem to be fun, so we took it from there.
Yeah, and just worked with the whole pink thing, and they got flamingo crossing signs there as you're coming into Hague Quarry. It kind of makes me feel like a Florida boy, and I am.
That's,
you know,
good. That was our intent.
Yeah, to bring a little Florida Caribbean kind of spice to Chicagoland or Kankakee, Illinois. I got to be specific, yes. Which is what is it? That's just a suburb of Chicago, or what?
Oh no!
It's its own sound.
Yes.
I don't want to downplay the fact that Kankakee is a major metropolis, but
it's a happening place for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. But it's about an hour south of Chicago, just to give everybody some geographic reference. Now, are you going to get in the water today, Tina, or no? Are you just let the divers do that kind of thing, or
I'll
what?
I'll probably get in the kiddie pool with my granddaughter.
There you go.
That's going to be it.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have to. You think your granddaughter like a little Scuba Radio mermaid thing hanging out with her?
She would. I bet she would.
A little photo op.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she would.
Yeah, okay, well, maybe we'll make that. It's kind of like a big family kind of outing. People are picnicking and spending their Sunday afternoon here at Hague Quarry. I like it. Now, we got a lot of stuff on display here. They got booths and tents set up with the different events. Obviously, one of them is about the Shedd Aquarium, which is the beneficiary of some of the donations and things they're raising here at Diver Appreciation Day. But this archaeological thing. Now, last time we were here, we were talking to the guys about that, and you've made some more progress in that world.
Thanks to Roger Barsky and his crew. They have completed the Artifact Park. It's an underwater archaeology site. And they've completed the Anchor Alley, which is a remake of about 8 different anchors that were used during the 2,000 years ago, and then the Quake Zone. But there are more items coming in the next few years.
And basically what these are, they have an archaeological vibe to them or element to them, so they're instructional for some of the schools and things that are in the area. They can come here and learn about underwater archaeology and that type of stuff, right?
Right, that is correct. Plus, even just for the recreational divers, not even going through the archaeology class, it's kind of fun just to view what it would look like in a Mediterranean shipwreck or in a Caribbean shipwreck right here in Illinois.
Yeah, and that's what the thing about Hague Quarry is unique, is that you have all these different types of attractions, underwater attractions that you guys have created, like these underwater archaeology sites, whether it's mortars or bricks or, I don't know, they're talking about putting down some kind of H-bomb thing. What's going on with that?
Well, that's a tricky one. Yeah, that's for the Rove Farm, R-O-V Farm, and there will be an actual bomb that'll be ticking and glowing and bubbling. There's also going to be a...
Okay, when you say there'll be an actual... It's ticking, But it's not active, I'm guessing.
It's not active.
Yeah, but it looks like a real bomb. So it'll make for an awesome photo op. You know, and divers like the wacky photo ops where they're going up and they, hey, Mom, look at me. You know, that kind of thing.
Got to make it fun. Got to have a variety of things besides fish and vehicles. So that's our goal is to make it fun and interesting as well.
Yes, and just running through some of the other things that are sunk here in Hague Quarry for the divers to kind of swim around. Our vehicles are like bulldozers and things like that. And what else?
Plus some mining equipment that was left, like the big rock crusher and a couple of drills. And then we do have, you know, the standard dump truck, a boat, 33-foot cabin cruiser, and, of course, the quarry drain plug. We have a sign on it that you don't pull that plug, otherwise you'll drain the quarry. So that's another fun item.
Nice. So they have a wreck, and they have a plug. So, you know, that's the thing. It's all about having fun underwater, and that's what they do here at Hague Quarry. You got to check it out as far as just a diving destination. This is a neat place to come to, Tina. It is quite impressive. And the fact that you put this on every day, every year, is it just getting bigger and better every year or what?
It seems to. We get draw more and more people, which is a wonderful compliment to my husband and to all of those that volunteer here. It's a remarkable event.
Yeah, and I see, like, all the dive stores from the Chicagoland area, whether it's Scuba Emporium or DJ Scuba Locker, all of them have, their own little area there on the lawn. They kind of set up camp and bring students, or what?
They do, and also they also have picnics and just a fun day, and it just is great that we all have the common goal and common interest of diving and making it fun and interesting for everybody, and safe.
Yes, and safe. That's the bottom line, true. Now we're going to do some mermaiding, we're going to do some music, and we're going to talk to some of the divers coming in and out of the water here for Diver Appreciation Day and just kind of mill around and, like I said, give you a little taste of what it's like to be at this event in the Midwest. Tina, thank you so much. Appreciate you having us.
Thank you very much for coming.
You bet. Tina is awesome. She's one of the coolest folks I have met in the dive industry. You met her a few years ago at Our World Underwater when we were attending that show. Matter of fact, Pat Hammer, who puts on that event, is here at Diver Appreciation Day because it's right here in his backyard, Scuba Emporium, his dive shop, and he's obviously taken a bunch of his students here and stuff. And matter of fact, Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network, in charge of dive training. There, Dan, he's here hanging around. Matter of fact, his birthday is tomorrow, so we're going to blow it out tonight. But he just went diving with Pat here in Hague Quarry to kind of, you know, wake up, hang out with the divers, and experience some of that the diving. And the water temp is not nearly as bad as it was when we were here the first time. It was earlier in the year last time, and we did a dry suit dive, and it was quite chilly. But it was fun, but it was a bit chilly for a warm water wuss like myself. Today, however, you know, here we are late July, and the water temp, I hear Kevin's here. He lives in the area. Kevin, what's the deal? It's around 70-ish at the surface?
Yeah, the reports I'm getting is it's we up here in the Midwest, and this time of year we get up about 70. Of course, here it's spring fed, so as you go down, it gets much, much colder. There's still people using their dry suits if they want to go down to 90 feet where it drops down to 46 degrees. But there's great visibility. You see lots of things at all different levels. So if you want to, don't want to put the dry suit on, you want to stay in a, you know, lighter suit, you can stay up at the top, and it's about 70. I was waiting around in there. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, Eric said he was doing he was riding the thermocline around 25 feet, and 25 feet in shallower, yeah, around 70 was not so bad. But every once in a while, they dive down below that thermocline and go, hello. It was a great way to wake up in the morning. Let me put it that way. So, you know, we'll talk more about that here at Diver Appreciation Day. Hague Quarry, Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day as well. It's all coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Air is not good.
Here's a little lobster boy in everyone.
Yes, there is a lobster boy in every one of us. And man, he's starting to come out because Florida lobster season is kicking off next week. So we will cover it in full effect for you right here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving and, of course, lobster diving, being that I am the Lobster Slayer. Thank you very much. And but look, this week we are in Chicago, or South Chicago, Kankakee, Illinois, at Hague Quarry for Diver Appreciation Day and the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day. Mermaid Angela is with me as well. Angela, first time to Hague Quarry. What do you think so far?
It's beautiful out here. The weather is beautiful. The water is just magnificent. They have a beautiful setup. It's a great day.
It is a great day indeed. And, you know, the divers are coming in and out of the water all throughout the day today. And, of course, you know, I mentioned Eric Douglas from Dive Training Divers Alert Network.
Hello.
Yes.
Where do I work? Where
he reads
work?
Dive Training Magazine
sometimes.
I do read
Dive Training Magazine. Have tremendous respect for the publication. Yeah, you're going to get me in so much trouble, girl.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when we go out drinking together the night before. I can't get my thoughts straight, Eric. It's your fault.
So you haven't quite sobered up this morning? Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's just leave it alone. It's your birthday, dude. What are you talking about?
My birthday? Technically tomorrow, but we're making it a birthday weekend.
Exactly. You do that after a certain age.
It's an event.
It is. It is an event on many levels. And
you live through one more, right?
Yeah, well, exactly. You got to expand those celebrations. Take every opportunity you can to make the best of it. You already did a dive here at Hague Quarry. Eric, what were your thoughts?
You know, I went diving with my good friend Pat Hammer and had a beautiful dive this morning. Actually, it's a great facility. We got in the morning, tried to get in before most of the crowd. There's probably 300 divers here today. So we tried to get in early before too many divers.
Before the rush.
Before the rush, exactly. But it's a beautiful location. There's lots of stuff to see in the water. There's a rock crusher over that way. I know this is radio, so they can't see which direction I'm pointing. But there's a rock crusher underwater that's very cool. Some beautiful wall structure under there.
What about the drain plug? Did you go over there and try to yank on it?
No, that's in the cold part of the quarry. I was staying in the relatively warm part of the quarry.
You were riding the thermocline, is what you and Pat had told me earlier,
exactly.
Right?
We skipped across it a couple times and went, no, that's awful cold down there. Nope, I'm not going any deeper.
Pat Hammer, Scuba Emporium, man behind Our World Underwater here celebrating Diver Appreciation Day. So is that what it is? Is it called? Is there a type of diving that's called when you're skimming across the thermocline at Hague Quarry?
Yes, it's called staying warm.
Oh, okay.
But I look up above me, I see Eric above me, hands cuddled up there, like that. I go, come on, man, come down here and try it. It's not that bad, you know? I forgot I gave him a 3 mil.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you guys came out. I said, I asked Eric, what's he wearing? He said, 3 mil. I'm like, really? Maybe this is something I could do. And then he explained what you did, and I'm like, well, okay, I'll let you tell me about it instead.
We saw a lot of fish, though. We had a good dive, saw a lot of fish, decent visibility, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think it was good.
It was good,
though. Yeah, I mean, just watching from the docks, I got a couple floating docks. I mean, the viz looks at least 20, 30 feet from what I can see just from the surface.
Yeah, we had some areas we hit 30 feet. Once in a while, you go in where the students were, so then you'd see about like 3 feet.
Yeah, mucked up just a little.
Swimming through a snowstorm.
Yeah, we cuddled down, go underneath that a little bit, come above it. It was great. But we had a nice dive. And one of the really good things we both got out of it as divers and dive instructors, you need to put fun back into it. You need to do a fun dive. That meant a lot to me. I mean, we had a fun dive, and when's the last time you went out and just had fun? You know?
Well, wait, you're asking the wrong person here,
that's
Pat.
Right. That's right. Okay, you do that all the time.
Let me say, from a professional...
I just got back from Dominica with two mermaids. Come on.
From a professional diving educator's point of view. Like,
okay, okay. Okay. All right, fair enough.
When's the last time I went out for a good dive?
Yes.
Yeah. And we had a riot, and it was actually fun. I'm excited to do another fun dive.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what you do here in Chicago there at Scuba Emporium. You take all your students and train them here at this facility, or most of them, or what?
Yeah, we have a crowd. We got about 60 people ourselves out here today, so we got a large number. Every one of our instructors is like mandatory workday. We got a ton of people out here, but they're all having fun. Now we're getting ready for the cookout.
Yeah, there you go. Cookout, band, the work. So, but you're right. You bring up a great point. Sometimes you get locked into your training and you're always working, and every once in a while you just got to set that aside and just go and enjoy yourself and you know, reconnect with the reason you got underwater in the first place.
And believe it or not, it was really good for me, very rewarding today because I need it, because I'm actually spent almost all week working on Our World Underwater. Okay, number 40's come up. We're going to be 40 years old this year. And so I'm focusing on having a new and reinvent the show. It's going to be totally different. So I was really excited. So this is my breakaway from hard work.
Well, nice. Well, we will come back for Our World Underwater. That is an awesome event in its own right, for sure. 40th year anniversary. You heard it here. More coming up. Stay close.
Scoop. started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportwear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportwear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No project's too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at Hague Quarry celebrating Diver Appreciation Day and the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day. Now, Single Scott is with us as well as Scuba Radio Mermaid Angela. Now, Scott, what about this place? First time for you? You like it or what? How's it compared to Dominica, maybe?
Well, you can't compare the two, but this is a gorgeous facility. I mean, it's big. I mean, they've got everything nailed down. It's just really nice. Palm trees and big trees, and I can't say enough about it. It's just great.
The only thing missing between this and Dominica might be the rainforest, volcanoes. Okay, it's a little different, maybe, but it's different. It's not necessarily better, but it's obviously a great training facility, especially for the folks in the Midwest to come out and get wet and work on their training, or just, you know, have an excuse to go out and share some time with their fellow fish fans, don't you think?
Well, yeah, they're doing everything here today. I mean, there's some people that are just out for fun dives. There's looks like some people doing their first open water dives or just their first going out and just having some fun.
Yeah. Now, Scott, by the way, has a major announcement to make. I think we're going to do this on the show today. I got to talk to him during the commercial breaks, but singlescott.com. Remember that coming up a little bit later on today's show. Big announcement, right, Scott? We'll just leave it at that. We got to make the big tease, don't we?
Film at 11.
Film at 11. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Now, we already talked to Kevin here at the top of the show. Kevin lives in the area. He's you've been hanging with us many times when we come up to Our World Underwater. He's hanging around. He's taking some pictures. He's hanging with the mermaids, having fun, right?
Oh, absolutely. Whenever our paths cross, you know, aside from the news footage, it's a good time.
Exactly. Yeah, there's some certain things we got to burn and delete, but that's he's all good about that. So, Kevin, this is one of the places where you go on the weekend when you just want to get some diving in locally, right?
Well, this is a very, very nice facility. I looked at it, and it's wonderful. I've been down there before. When we were there last year, there was a lot of structure, a lot of nice visibility is really nice. Coming from the Midwest, we have a lot of wreck diving up here. I'm from Michigan, so of course there I live on the Great Lakes, and that's just my backyard. I can get up and I can go jump in there.
And so this is one of the other spots he can go when he's getting bored with some of the wreck stuff. Come down here to Hague Quarry, go check out the drain plug and get a picture of him pulling up the drain plug here at the bottom of the quarry. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Steve.
I like his flippers. Does he ever take them off?
No.
How about if he goes bowling? They don't make him wear bowling shoes? They let him wear the flippers?
Yes.
Really?
I took a
dive.
I took a dive.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master at the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day and or Diver Appreciation Day. Just having a great time hanging out on the lawn as the divers come in and out of the water. Eric Douglas from Divers Alert Network, he was one of those divers and experienced some of the diving. Now, Eric isn't going with us here in a couple weeks. You're going to hear all about our next Explorer Adventures liveaboard cruise. I know he wants to be, though, right?
I would love to be, but I'm just not one of the cool kids, I guess.
Well, you are one of the cool kids, but when somebody of higher rank pulls, a power play on you, he gets to do the good stuff sometimes.
It is funny how that happens, and that's called career tracking 101. You know, it's the basics of career tracking. When your boss says, you know, I think I should go on that, he
you let him.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. I think you should go on that.
So Jeff Myers is going to be with us on our Explorer Ventures liveaboard cruise out of Georgetown, Exuma. We're doing the Bahamas. By the way, there's some last-minute spots. If you get a wild up your butt, you know, or whatever, come on, bring it on and join us. He's going to do some presentations. I don't know. Do you know what Jeff does when he does this kind of stuff? Because he mentioned something about doing something on Project Dive Safety and incident reports and the history of Dan.
I honestly don't know what he's got planned, but I'm sure it's good. Jeff's a dynamic speaker, so he's a lot of fun to listen to and watch. And but I'm not sure exactly what he's got planned, though.
Yeah, it'll be good. But we got that, and we have our usual song and dance routine, Olympus cameras, Bonica High Def video cameras, and, of course, some Aries and Oceanic equipment for people to demo throughout the week. If you hear that in the background, the band's getting ready to play here at Diver Appreciation Day. And the guy is really working them vocal cords, isn't he, Eric?
He's getting them warmed up, and... Yeah, okay. He needs to keep warming up a little bit, but he's okay.
Yeah, we picked a good spot to record the show, evidently, today. But that's what it's all about, just hanging out, having fun with the divers. Dan Tipp is on the way, by the way. What do you got on your radar as far as Dan? What have you been up to?
You know, right now, as you did a show earlier this summer, we're putting the finishing touches on the new Dive Medicine for Divers Part 2, the new version of that. Course, and got some more training opportunities. We're getting ready for the big DEMA show coming in the fall and getting new materials ready. So.
Yeah, and I actually heard that Ken edited a video that we're hopefully going to get posted up at scubaradio.com very soon that highlights my television production debut or film. I'm thinking it's more. This is more of a film thing, isn't it?
It was stunning in its clarity, its high definition of you. Well, your viewers just need, or your listeners just need to see it.
Yeah. Well, you know, in my college days, I was known as the Chunkster, and I channeled some of that past to as my motivation for some scenes for the Dan Dive training videos that we shot there in Cocoa Beach, right? Merritt Island.
No.
It was Merritt Island, wasn't it? Yeah, it was Florida, Merritt Island, Florida. That's where we were. Dude, you are getting too old.
Merritt Island? That doesn't sound familiar.
No, that's where we filmed our videos.
If you say
yeah, so. I'm saying so. I'm going with
it. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, we were on the beach.
Yeah, we were on the beach.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Eric's from North Carolina. He doesn't know
his squat about Florida, to be honest.
Exactly. It's all good. All right, well, more coming up from the Jim Hague Memorial Dive Day, but we got a Dan tip next.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you.
Patty, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 22. Never attempt to smoke seaweed while diving.
Hey, this is great, man.
Besides, lighting a match underwater takes forever, and even those nasty Zippo lighters don't stay lit. And don't get me started on secondhand smoke down there either.
Don't make me smack you.
Huh? So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. How are you feeling today, Jeff?
Feeling good. How about you?
A little dehydrated, actually.
You know, that bottle of water you have there is a good start toward fixing that.
Yeah, I know. I went back to basics. I thought I'd been staying hydrated by drinking a lot lately, but somehow it's just not working.
Well, sometimes hydration is not necessarily about how much you drink, but rather what you drink.
Quality over quantity?
Exactly.
But doesn't quantity matter? I mean, in the sense that you need to drink on a regular basis so you can replace fluids as they deplete.
Well put.
Because drinking a massive amount of fluid at one time doesn't do you any good, since both dehydration and rehydration take a while to achieve, right?
Yes, they're cumulative processes. What's gotten into you?
Hey, I paid attention when we talked about it on an earlier tip.
I'm impressed.
Well, don't be. I tried to apply it and be steady in my hydration, and yet here I am.
Don't get discouraged. Like I said, you have to consider not only how much to drink, but what that drink should be.
Okay, so what are the best options to stay hydrated?
Water is definitely the best way to go, although if you're in an unfamiliar place or country, you may want to stick to filtered or bottled water for a while.
But I get bored drinking just water.
I hear you. So I'd recommend trying a low-glucose, balanced electrolyte sports drink. They've got enough flavors that you'll never get bored.
What about coffee, tea, booze, that sort of thing?
Try to stay away from beverages with caffeine and alcohol in them, since those two ingredients can contribute to dehydration.
No coffee? No beer? Seriously? Is that even realistic?
I know what you're saying, but if you have to have them, keep them to a minimum. The less, the better.
Okay, so the six-pack of Coke I've been drinking every day?
Not a good idea for a lot of reasons.
Good to know. Is there anything else?
Make sure you remember to eat regularly, too.
Eating? What's that have to do with hydration?
Believe it or not, it contributes to the balance your body seeks. It's a fairly involved explanation as to how it all works, but the basics are that if you do nothing but drink large amounts of water without ever introducing other nutrients, it can create an imbalance over time, just as not drinking any water can.
It's all about the balance, isn't it?
It always is. Just feed your body with good choices as a regular practice, and it'll take what it needs to maintain the balance.
Sounds like the option for me.
Pass the water.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Sometimes hydration is not about how much you drink, but what you drink. Remember to make smart hydration choices so your vigilance pays off. Stick to water and low-sugar sports drinks, and you'll see better results. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back at Hague Quarry here at Diver Appreciation Day. Now, we mentioned this earlier with Tina Hague, who runs this fine dive facility in just south of Chicago in Kankakee, Illinois. This underwater archaeology program that they've developed for the recreational divers to see, and obviously the educational aspect for the schools nearby and the programs that they're developing, and the guy behind behind this or a big driving force in this event is with us right now. Tell us the latest. We talked to you last time we were here at Hague Quarry, and you've made a lot of progress, right?
Yes. This year we added one new site to the facility. It's called the Quake Zone, which represents a Greek town next to the shoreline in the Mediterranean that would have collapsed into the water. So that's now complete, and we're done for the year as far as new sites.
Yeah, and it's like all these cement columns that have been broken up. And what'd you say? They're from a building here in Chicago or something? You got the salvage rights to them to use the pieces to lay out there or what?
Lake Forest College approached us and said that they had all these old parts that were replaced from some of their rehab on a building. And we were welcome to it. They donated all the parts. We've made two full trips to pick up what they have, and we still have one more group to pick up to put down. But it was a great opportunity to get all that for free.
Yeah, oh, I bet. And it looks cool, too, just for the recreational diver. But all the educational aspects aside, this is fun stuff to find if you're a diver and just want to go underwater and see some cool stuff. Now, we mentioned some of the things that they have coming, and we mentioned the H-bomb that is ticking. And it's not an active bomb, but you're going to put this down there so divers can get their picture taken with it as far as on the recreational side. What's the educational aspect of what some of the stuff you're putting down for like that, a bomb? What's the point?
It's called the ROV farm, the recreational
operational.
It went blank. Remotely operated vehicles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's open up for kids, grammar schools, high schools, colleges to come here and drop their ROV in the quarry and go down and do exploration on these objects.
Okay, so scooter around and then you come up next to a bomb and you hear it ticking and they're supposed to defuse it like James Bond if they want, right?
They can. Basically, what they're going to do, all of these objects have something for them to observe. Observe and study. There's actual experiments that they can do on these. There's numbers on the bomb. There's a water, or not water, but air bleeding. There's an LED light. There's ticking. So they can use all of their instruments to study the bomb. We have a hydrothermal vent that will actually work so they can take temperature differences. We have a toxic waste dump that bubbles air, and they will have placards on the front of the each 55-gallon drum. And once they get the numbers, we'll give them a book of hazardous materials, and they can look up the numbers and tell us what chemicals would be in these 55-gallon drums.
Okay, so not only is it cool and just fun, there is an educational aspect to some of these products that you guys are putting underwater for the divers to swim around.
Now, by the end of September, we will have built a 1/3 scale Mercury space capsule, which represents Gus Grissom's lost capsule in 1961, which was found in around 1998. So there will be the opportunity for them to go down and videotape all of these objects, especially the capsule, and look for identification markings and details.
Very nice. Well, it's a cool project they got here at Hague Quarry. Very unique, too, the Artifact Park. And matter of fact, we'll get the website. Or do you know what it is offhand that they can go to about the park itself? What is it?
Nautical Archaeology Group, magteam.org.
There you go. Okay, very good. More coming up from Hague Quarry. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right.
Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
The undersea world certainly is full of wonders.
Whoa.
It was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year, I was driving in downtown Atlantis. My Barracuda was in the shop, so I was in a rented Stingray, and it was overheating. So I pulled into a Shell station. They said I'd blown a seal. I said, fix the damn thing and leave my private life out of it, okay, pal?
Okay, whatever you say. All right, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're at Hague Quarry for Diver Appreciation Day. And Mermaid Angela is here. What do you think, Angela? Should we do the mermaid and the H-bomb underwater video shoot?
I've heard it was really cold down there, so I'm taking a second guess. Whatever you want, Greg, whatever.
Well, you know, exactly. But I think it'd be worth it. You and a bomb underwater. It's ticking. It's lighting up. If you don't have the proper code, it's like a MacGyver sketch from Saturday Night Live. It blows up, but it makes great video.
Yeah, exactly. It makes great video. So I'm wondering who's going to be there to help me when this bomb goes off, because I know you will not be doing anything but videotaping.
Yeah, well, we have to, capture the moment. We got to capture that magic. And I'm focused. I'm focused. She's referring back to our little, manta handling incident she had in Kona, Hawaii as a Scuba Radio Mermaid. And by the way, we're really close, finally, to getting the video clip up on the website. We've had a problem with some of our video footage getting up, but it's on its way. For sure. But all this underwater archaeology stuff that they're doing at Hague Quarry, what do you think, Angela? I think these make perfect backdrops. You got to put this cold water thing out of your mind.
Yeah.
It's shallow, too. Most of this stuff, I think, is in the 20 to 40-foot range. So what, Scott?
Wait, in about 40-degree temperature range?
No. That's much deeper. This is only in the 60s.
I know you're lying to me, but anyway. No, they have their whole little booth set up over here, and it's like an underwater playground, really. They have everything, all these different posts and everything. I don't even know what half this stuff is, but I'm sure it is amazing underwater, and the swim-throughs or the tunnels, that's probably pretty cool. So we might have to get in.
Yeah, a mermaid pulling up the drain plug here at Hague Quarry. I think there's a shot that we have to get. And I know Angela, she's a trooper. She'll put up with the cold water. She can do. She's done way worse.
Yeah, remember the energy drink that you almost killed me?
No, I blocked that out a long time ago, and there's no video proof of that whatsoever. But look, this is kind of the stuff that you can find here at Hague Quarry, whether you're coming out on Diver Appreciation Day or just coming out on a weekend here in southern Chicago. Kankakee, Illinois, HagueQuarry.com is the place to check it out on the web. We got another hour of the show coming your way. We got a live band. We got mermaidies. And we got people talking about some kind of treasure hunt they're planning at this event. You'll hear about that and more in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't go anywhere.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.